Welcome to the Practice Podcast, a show created by lawyers to help lawyers in life and business without all the complicated lawyer language. Let's welcome Bast Amron founders and your hosts, Jeff Bast and Brett Amron.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bast.
It could be evening. You don't know when someone...
Someone's listening to this, that's correct. But it is afternoon while we are recording our latest episode of the Practice Podcast. Yeah. Welcome, listener.
Yes, we have been asked by our esteemed and excellent marketing director, Maylin Minude. Maylin has asked us to record an episode celebrating 5,000 downloads, which we do celebrate. We are excited about that milestone. Although I'm not really sure where the 5,000, like if it's, is this tracked across all platforms? Because we're on Spotify, Apple, YouTube.
I feel like there are people in small villages in countries located all over the world that might be downloading the Practice Podcast and learning from the great and honorable Jeffrey Bast.
But I also don't know, like when I listen to it, is every listen a download? I don't think so, because I'm not downloading. I just listen to it.
You know, we just had a meeting with somebody about preparation, and perhaps you and I could have done a little bit of preparation before we sat down and recorded this. But you know what? I'm not sure that we care as much.
I just wanted to be clear that it's not Maylin's fault, because she did.
No, she did prepare us. She did.
Script.
It's our fault.
She wants us to talk about
our reflection on a journey.
So let us reflect. Because how about this? A lot of people ask us why we do this, or
a lot of people.
How?
I mean,
I get asked pretty frequently.
Well, people talk to you. They like you. I mean, I get asked that occasionally.
Because my,
you know what I get asked? I say, hey, do you know I record a podcast? And my kids say that you do. Like they don't even know. So yeah.
Well, and in my family, it's like, oh, enough with the podcast.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah, quiet.
No, Dad, just you have a podcast. Quiet. All right, we get it. You have a podcast.
Boring.
You and everybody else. So actually, today we got an email from a lawyer, former colleague
that's
I've talked to in years,
that's
saying,
right.
Hey, I've been listening to podcasts and I really enjoy it. And so it is nice when we hear feedback. It's hard to get honest feedback, but a lot of people tell us that they're enjoying it. And others, lawyers and business people have asked us like why we do it, how to do it. They're thinking about, you know, how do you kick it off? And so why do we do it? Do you have any idea?
I mean, for me, it's more time with you and to learn and just absorb or try to absorb as I have for the last 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah. The knowledge and
all right. It's
also to be with Nelson and I do enjoy that. No, I think when we did this, our decision to do this was originally, right? And I think it's remained. It was to meet people that we otherwise may not meet, to learn from people that we may not otherwise interact with, and you know, different skill sets. And if we can sort of put that out there to folks, either so they can learn or enjoy a little bit, I mean, a little snippet for them to listen to 30 minutes at a time. I think that's why we decided to record it, at least for me. Yeah. And I think we have done that. You and I have met people, like we just recorded, I can't say who it is because it's not out yet, but we just recorded one yesterday with this lovely woman who we did interact with previously, but we got to know her so much more.
I just want to say that episode will be out before this episode. So I think you can say it.
Oh my God. Well, I don't know that. Do you know that?
I can predict the future.
I know, yes. but I don't know that, because we don't know that our wonderful, esteemed...
Oh, Maylin. Shout out to Maylin.
Shout out to Maylin. And Christina and Nelson may decide to put this out sooner.
Okay, good point.
So I'm going to play it close to the vest.
All right.
And just say that, you know, what a lovely interaction we had.
Yeah,
we've learned so much. And I think that relationship actually, it seems like, is going to flourish, right? And we're going to continue and connect. So when we've done that with many people that we've had on the podcast. So
yeah, I agree. I think we started it. I think it was you and Dave Lorenzo we've worked with over the years.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out to Dave Lorenzo.
Dave Lorenzo, I think you can catch him on episode 31. I just happen to have the page open right there.
31 or 32.
It's either 30 or 31. It's somewhere around there. Dave is a legal marketing and business development guru. And I think you and he were coming up with the idea of how do we get our voice out there?
Yeah.
So the objective when we first started, you know, this is the early stages of the firm. Was it early
No, it was mid stages of the firm.
But early stages of like a real effort to grow our footprint. And we were
pre-COVID. We had talked about doing this.
Which is 30 years ago.
Which was right.
So you guys, I think, had the idea or I don't know, some combination of that. But in the beginning, we was just me and you talking about different topics.
Riffing.
And the idea was to let people hear our voice because there's not a lot of opportunities to hear who we are. You could read something on our website. You can, you know, look at our website, but you can't really hear what we have to say. And so most of it was business or insolvency related topics.
Right.
And we were riffing on it. And then we started inviting guests on. That's when I think you and I just said, wait a minute, this is way better.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the listener did. And I'm sure the listener did too, to be honest.
Right.
But to me, that just took this thing to a whole other level and it was way more enjoyable. Not that talking to you and again, listening to your voice is not enjoyable for me, but it was just learning from people and learning about their journeys.
Yeah.
Along the way, to me, that has been sort of the great gift of the podcast for me, and I think for you as well. And I look forward to the next 150 episodes or 5,000 downloads or whatever it is. And it was great to hear from that individual about how, you know, they've now, you know, subscribed and they're listening. And, you know, I hear that periodically.
Yeah.
I think I've said this on a prior podcast, but I was at, this was maybe a couple of years ago. I was at a conference and I saw, I saw a judge from another jurisdiction that I've known for decades. And he said, so I caught your this episode of your podcast. And I said, wait, what? You listen to my podcast? And so to me, that was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many people are listening, and it's certainly we're not Rich Roll, we're not Pivot Pod, you know, we're not any of that yet. But it's nice that there are some people that are listening, you know, out there, and it maybe it's having an impact. I don't know.
And it's nice to hear feedback. I love when, you know, when people say, you know, I really am enjoying your podcast. I have had quite a few people say it to me in random places too, like people that I don't expect. And I subscribe obviously to it and it's in my queue.
Yes.
So every once in a while it just pops up and I listen to it. Mm-hmm. And I also like when we release an episode, we let someone, you sound great.
You're, okay, good,
you
know, good. I just want to make sure.
No
good.
Surprise. Perfect. It's always weird listening to your own voice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But I also listen to it on a faster speed. I think we sound.
Oh, do I sound better, faster, or do
I? I'm going to try to work on speaking at 1.5 so that when you hear it, it's
like little, five times. Yeah. Let's talk fast.
But I usually enjoy it. I don't cringe often. You know, sometimes we talk over each other. I get it. You know, we're not.
We don't ever talk over each other.
You try. Good job. But you're right. I think for us, it's an opportunity to engage with people, get to know them on a deeper level, and also promote them in some way. Like to me, it's a way to, you know, help someone else. But like you meet someone at an event, you could exchange business cards and then say, hey, we should get coffee or lunch. You and I say, hey, you want to be on our podcast? We do the same, kind of the same conversation you'd have over coffee or lunch.
I would actually say we get more out of this.
Except, right, from that person. We don't share.
Right.
You know, coffee, you're going back and forth and we are, but we're getting to know people. And I love that. I think we both are. We're curious by nature. I'm very curious by nature. Like when I'm talking to someone, I have this all the time. I was having coffee after a swim this weekend and somebody told me about what she does and I asked her like question after question and then someone else was like, what's happening here, Jeff? And I was like, I'm curious. And
pulled out the microphone and just started recording.
If she would just tell me the story instead of making me ask question by question by question, it was literally like a deposition. But you know, I'm legitimately curious. I want to know, I want to understand someone where they're from, what their background is, and why, you know, they do what they do and what their experience is, you know? So it's true. And I recognize that I have a tendency to cut people off. I do that a lot and Brett's making a face. because I guess he's agreeing with me. And I've learned actually from you and from my wife, who you're two of the best listeners that I know, to let someone speak for a couple of reasons. And in my own defense, part of why I interrupt is I'm curious. I'm interrupting usually because I have a question. I want to, wait a minute, wait. You said you're from, you know, Miami, or you're from wherever. When did you move to Miami? I'm a linear thinker. I need to know. I'm not going to get off that original, you know, we had the guests that talked about her upbringing. Mm-hmm. I need to know a little bit more about that upbringing before we start talking about her law school or her, you know, her practice of law. So, but I'm learning to let the other person finish, because I know that as I'm thinking of my question or the comment I want to make, mm-hmm. my listening skills have diminished, you know, or my listening capability, not skill. If you're telling me a story and I start thinking about a question or a response, then I'm clearly not listening to you as well as I was. So I'm really focusing on that.
Yeah, listening, and I've talked about it, it's a pet peeve of mine when people interrupt other people and talk over people.
And you partnered with a guy who does it. There you go.
There is an appropriate time, I think, to do that. And I know we're kind of going down a rabbit hole here, but I think there's an appropriate time to do that if, like, for example, you ask somebody a question about their background, and before they get into sort of the whole background, you may want to say, can we pause for a minute? I just want to ask you something about that, and then I'd love to hear the rest. You know, that to me, that's okay, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But it's when somebody asks a question and then you start your answer and then they jump all over you. You know what I mean? That right. That is, that you're not listening. You're not learning.
They don't want to hear your point. They don't want to hear your answer.
Yeah, they don't.
They ask you the question because they want to give the answer.
They want to give the answer. They don't like where you're starting, or they, you know. So, you know, I was listening to another podcast yesterday, and this person was saying that silence and the ability to sit in silence and listen, it's not a lost art, but it is something that people don't do anymore because they feel like they need to talk. And this person was saying that sitting in silence sometimes, right, is a sign of confidence, is a sign of intellect, and it's a sign of, I'm just patting myself on the back, it is a sign of being a good listener, which is a huge skill set, right? Because that's what we do. And to me, I think when we're doing our podcast, that we are really interested in what the person we're interviewing has to say, and we're listening to it. So that's part of the reason why, as we've talked about on the podcast, we don't script it. We don't preview.
Don't reveal our secrets.
Yeah. I think it's out. I think people that have listened to the podcast know that we don't script it. No, but we may say, hey, is there a particular issue you want to discuss?
Right.
But we don't, you know, preview anything. We don't come up with areas of inquiry. Like you and I sit there, we know who they are and their background because we've done some, you know, minute amount of research, but we know who they are. But we want to learn about them, and we want it to be sort of this free-flowing conversation. And that requires us to listen to them and follow it along. Just like, as you said, deposition, just like in a deposition, right? And we teach young lawyers, and I was taught, when you ask a question, don't have your questions all written out, because you better be listening to the answer that is given.
Right. You can have your questions written out, but don't focus on it. Don't be in there.
Right. You better listen to what, you know, what the deponent is saying.
And same thing at trial.
Correct.
When you have a witness on the stand and you're so focused on your questions, you're not listening to what their answers are.
Right. And I think we do a good job of that in the podcast. And I think that's why I think people that do listen do enjoy it, because we can pull things out of people and sort of go down these rabbit holes that we may not otherwise go down when we're sort of scripted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's genuine curiosity and authenticity.
Yeah.
We want to know what, you know, who these people are. And I'm like scrolling through our podcast episodes. Mm. It's pretty amazing. Like some of the guests we've had, I'm looking at, obviously we've had Brian Tannenbaum on, but we've had May Lynn was on as a guest, mm-hmm. but we had Saida Segovia Taylor. She was the
from Chicago
of mm-hmm. Organic Oneness, and Mark White, who's a serial entrepreneur. Just some of these, we really have had a lot of good guests. Some of the lawyers in our office, Adam Opsik, mm-hmm. who's a real estate and construction services leader in town. It just, I think we've had some of the guests have gone on to become judges, which is, you know, pretty impressive. I don't think they would do it for us now. I mean, be our guest on our podcast right. now, nor would we ask them
right.
to do that. Actually, we had, reflecting on, we had Herman Russomano.
Oh, yeah. That was a, guest,
and the
great
guy's just
podcast.
A legend of the bar. Yeah. And yeah. really, so, really just
great stories.
It's been fun. Like, yeah. that to me is like somebody asked me, why are you doing it? Like, are you, that was a question I got. Was, have you gotten any business out of it? And I was like, I don't know.
I can't tag it. Right.
I have no
right.
idea. Right.
But that wasn't why we started.
Not really it. Why yeah. I'm doing it. And if it was why we started, it's certainly not why we continue to do it. It's because we enjoy it, you yeah. know, and we're having fun and we're getting to know people. And I think people appreciate it. I, you know, at least 5,000 people have appreciated it.
Well, I don't know if it's 5,000
I don't know if it's 5,000
people.
It's probably
could
my,
be one person
it
with
could
5,
be my father-in-law. Shout out to Pappy Samway for
Pappy. Yeah,
downloading the show 5,000 times. Shelly Crocker.
Oh, yeah. Out of Seattle. That's right.
One of the best turnaround experts that
for
we
sure.
know.
Love Shelly.
Alex Gertzberg. Remember Alex talked to us about his Cover My Six business. He's a former military guy turned lawyer.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've had just a lot of great guests. Steven Weinstein, managing partner of the Miami office of K&L Gates. Just so many of these people are just impressive and really interesting. Yuha,
that's right. Barry Eisler,
in-house lawyer who's now working in Barcelona. Oh, shout out to Barry.
And we have our lineup moving forward from here is pretty good too. Like pretty impressive, some guests coming up. And so I look forward to, I know you do too, finding new guests and bringing new guests and maybe bringing back some prior guests and to sort of talk about a lot of the things that they're doing in their life and how, you know, I think our listener would like that too. So I think we're just getting started, even though it's been 4 years since we started this.
We started in 2019. I think
it's we started recording.
We started recording
but we
at
didn't,
the end of 2019. Right.
And we didn't release it. We were kind of building up and then we didn't release any. And then the pandemic hit. And then we had to kind of refocus. So we started releasing and then you and I started recording from our homes
right.
on Zoom.
You can hear them.
And you can hear them and they sound terrible.
The sound of the episodes that right. we record in the office are just much better.
Yes.
But we're going to continue to do this really until they shut us down, I think.
Because
we're having fun. I know. We're getting the hook already.
Yeah.
We're having fun. We enjoy meeting people. Yep. We enjoy learning their stories. We are curious. I'm open to new formats, new guests, new ideas if people have them or somebody wants to hear something. I wish we could get feedback from folks. You know, I think people click the 5-star review mm-hmm. and we have some reviews. I'd love to get more reviews. The only feedback I've ever gotten really has been in a couple of episodes where we were talking over each other. Mm-hmm. That was the only sort of critical feedback I've gotten. But otherwise, I think, you know, most people just tell me, you know, they enjoy it.
I wonder if we can add some features.
Such as?
Some new format, new features. I don't know. I'm not going to release it here. We
just
can talk
you
about
without
it.
Without me? Or
no. Yeah, I could never.
I'd like to have our wives on, not at the same time.
I know you keep saying
that. I keep saying that because I mean it. I want to interrogate.
Oh, that'd be even better. Lauren, we should have Lauren them together. Aaron. We should. Oh, I don't think you want to do that. I don't think you want to do that. It's what do you mean? It is wonderful to be married to me.
Yeah, well, we want to hear that from her.
I think we should have, if we're going to have
the kids, we could bring our kids on.
I think that's not going to go well. I think we should.
I would never do that to
them. I know, I'd never do that to them. Poor kids. But I mean, if we're going to have an episode of our better halves, then maybe it would be a together.
Okay.
Speaking of having multiple people on, we broke a little bit of a barrier here when we had three guests.
Diamond,
Kaplan, and Rothstein. And to me, that was awesome. Like I had so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
With those guys. Like didn't know how it was going to go. Had no idea.
Right.
But I thought that went great.
We also had Krishna Venkat, who is the founder of Anoma Legal, which is a law
That's
firm
India.
With offices throughout India.
That's right.
That's our farthest.
Yeah, India.
Our farthest geographic.
That's
geographical
right.
guest. I love the episode with Doug Skokes.
Oh, he's great. He's a great follow on LinkedIn, by the way.
I love his post. Yeah, that's and that was how we ended up having him on. I know Doug from college, hadn't talked to him in years. Mm-hmm. And I started reading his LinkedIn posts, and I was like, God, I want to reach out to Doug and have him on the podcast.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite episodes.
I agree.
I did love that. Krista Gurka.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you think, okay, Krista owns and runs a very successful Pilates in the Grove, Pilates business. And so I was like, why do you have a Pilates, you know, business on your legal podcast? Because it's about the practice.
The journey.
It doesn't have to be the practice of law. It could just Correct. Be a practice. Maybe we should change it to a practice.
Okay.
Silence.
Okay. I'm listening.
Now.
I'm absorbing. I'm listening. I'm contemplating.
Anyway, thank you if you've listened to this episode and you made it this far. Thank you, because if it's someone other than Maylin, poor Maylin, she has to listen to all of them. But
Nelson, too. He sits here and just, you know, struggles.
I'm going to turn my mic so that Nelson can say hello to the folks at home, because they've never heard him.
Hello.
There he goes.
The first word ever uttered by Nelson.
On a microphone. We've definitely new territory. And thank you to anyone who has listened to any of the episodes, who has liked it, who has subscribed, who has given us 5 stars. If you've given us less than 5 stars, we don't like you. I'm kidding, of course. Thank you for listening.
If you did, I'd like to
understand why.
Please. Exactly. We are open exactly. for feedback. And if there's a topic or a guest or somebody you think would be that you'd want to hear from, we'd love to hear that too. And thank you to Maylin and Christina and Nelson, who really all make this possible.
That's right.
By doing all the behind the scenes work.
And who are going to absolutely can this episode and require us to record a new one.
That's a very distinct possibility.
It's a possibility. It might be the first one in the history of the Practice Podcast not to make it to air.
Yeah, we ever recorded one that we
did. Can? We did re-record one. Do you remember which one it was?
I do not. Oh, no. Did we re-record the one where I...
We did. Because that was on...
We were on Zoom.
And we were just sending them out, I think.
Oh, we were including the video.
Including the video back then.
Right.
Correct.
So I was drinking from a coffee mug. I think I could say it. It said namaste.
Of course you can.
It said namaste, bitches.
Yeah, this is a adult only.
And I drank from it and I could see it in this. I could see it in the camera in my own window, and I just started laughing. And then we realized, all right, maybe we need to re-record that one.
That's right. And even though our crack staff tried to edit it in post-production, it just didn't work. So we had to re-record that episode. But I think that's the only one.
All right, well, right? This may be the second one. Namaste, bitches.
Namaste, bitches. That's our new sign-off, our tagline.
Thanks, Nelson.
Thank you, Nelson. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Brent.
For more information on this show and other resources, visit fastamron.com and connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at fastamron.com.